Hey everybody, welcome back. My name's Steve Gerardo and you're listening to Bringing Out the Best, my podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the last few episodes. I've been trying so hard to make sure that these come to you on a regular basis the last couple weeks. I've been a little busy. I've got a lot of things that I'm focusing on. Yes, this is absolutely one of them, but I do ask, please be patient with me. Please go to my Instagram, Steve Gerardo 78. Please check out my Facebook, Steve Gerardo. Please check out, I do have a YouTube channel, Steve Gerardo. Just be patient with me. I am posting, I am putting out what I believe is just, you know, best of the best, whether it's anything that I cross, anything that I remember, anything that I feel is helpful for you, because it's been helpful for me. And most of the time when I post, I'm usually going through it or having a great, live version of whatever I'm writing about or sharing. And if I'm happy or if I'm, you know, posting to be happy, sometimes I put stuff on my story, whether I'm on my bike rides or, you know, at Costco, wherever it's at, you know, I'm just always on the move, constantly thinking. I'm constantly having lots go on, lots that I'm developing, creating, working on. And I try to figure out how to keep it organized so I can continue to stay on a consistent path. I do want to be consistent. I do want to put everything out in a timely manner. And I just want you guys to know that I'm always here and I am committed. That is my goal every day, is to remain committed. And I am human. I am human. And I think one of the biggest studies I've done in my life is just recognizing when I go weak. And I see it around me too. I see people go weak in different ways. And the only thing I can do is recognize how I go weak. And I try to recognize those intersections to ask, why are you going weak? And then it's usually followed up with another question that says, are you going weak or is this just a moment? 9 out of 10 times, it's just a moment. And I feel the best remedy for it is acceptance and patience. I just sit back and say, you know what? Go through it. You know, think about whatever, you know, crappy thoughts you have and get them out of your system and maybe try to get some rest or try to get through this day and see what tomorrow brings. And it seems to be, like I said, the best remedy I have for going weak. And let me tell you what going weak means to me. It does. I mean, in certain areas, I want to quit. I want to stop. I feel it's enough. Sometimes I feel it's, it's hit a wall or I haven't gotten what I wanted from it. So why keep going? And like I said, these are dark moments. This is my version of dark moments, because here's why they're dark, or they feel lonely. They feel troublesome. They feel like, you know, almost like hopeless. These thoughts are like hopeless thoughts, because everything I do, I care about it so much. And I'm so excited over it. I put everything I can into it. I think about it. I work towards it. I commit to it. I plan to distribute it, whether it's for my business, whether it's for my family, whether it's for my relationships of friends and, you know, directly with the partner that I'm with, my fiance. I do all I can to give it my all and get results from it. You know, interesting as that sounds, you know, you hardly hear people talk about the results they want from what they have or from their efforts. And, I think there's an interesting guidelines there, because what's the point of your result? The point of the result is everything that we work towards. It's effort. It's what we invest. And what we don't want to do is we don't want to turn that into expectation, but we do it anyways. So when I put expectations on something I'm excited about, and then the results aren't as favorable as I desire or as I dreamed of or as I believe I'm working towards, right? To me, that's the struggle. Those are the challenges. Those are the hurdles. It's the timeline. It's everything that I believe is good gonna happen doesn't happen on the timeline I dream of it happening on. I think things are happening in a week, in a month, in 2 months, in 6 months. And guess what? I share and work and hustle as if it's happening tomorrow. I post everything as if the results are coming tomorrow. That's my habit. I get that excited. I go that far up. And I love it because it's everything that has delivered any of the crazy, beautiful achievements I've had in my life. It's believing that I'm already there. It's believing that it's coming tomorrow. It's what I think about in the future. I believe it's coming tomorrow. And that's what excites me. And you know what? It has. That tomorrow has been delivered in many, many circumstances. So I'm grateful for it. And that makes me reflect again at times when I'm tired or down or things aren't coming the way I want them to come. It sends me to that dark place. It's my dark place because I do want to be back at believing it's going to come tomorrow. I do. I have many more days where I believe it's going to come tomorrow. And then it doesn't. And I'll tell you what, that those two intersections there, there's going to be this natural result of you questioning yourself as to whether or not you're crazy. Think about it. If I think the results I'm searching for are coming tomorrow and that's what excites me today, and when you don't get them over and over and over again, right? If this is a journey for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, during that process, you're going to believe you're wrong because you're not seeing the results, and yet you keep telling yourself they're coming tomorrow. It's kind of like a formula. The formula says keep going and be as excited as possible. You have to hold the excitement. That's half the reason people lose their steam, is they don't have excitement. They cannot picture it happening in 5 years. Who? Very difficult to be excited 5 years out. Here's why. Because it's going to take that grind up to the five-year point. I believe my strategy is to bring up that 5 years. And when I remember what I'm doing it for, it's as if it's happening tomorrow. That's the full excitement I want. I want to operate. I want to focus. I want to hustle. I want to commit as if it's coming tomorrow. And I told you why. Because one day that tomorrow comes. One day you look up and say, how did this all get here? You know what? Sometimes when it gets here, you don't even look back to realize all it took to get there. That's another challenging place to be, because are you arriving to your latest achievement or your latest goal and taking it for granted? Here's how you take it for granted. You achieve it, and then you believe more is coming. And you are supposed to believe more is coming. But is it coming tomorrow? Is it coming in 3 months and 6 months? And what if it does? What if it comes tomorrow, the following week, the following month, for the next 3 months, for the next 6 months, for the next 2 years? But what happens when it stops coming? Are you willing to close the gap basically at the end of one victory and achievement till you get to the next one that hopefully is bigger, better, greater, or just a better place for you? Did you follow me there? I hope you did, because there are achievements that you will experience and goals that you will experience for years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Have you ever heard people have great periods of life? And then people have what appear to be or seemingly are maybe empty periods, slow periods where there's not so much growth as a whole. Actually, I take that back. There's always growth as a whole. There's not so much growth, maybe in the sense of milestones, maybe in the sense of bigger goals, maybe in the sense in the one area of goals that really kind of gets your fire lit, which to me, I figured that out. According to me, my goals, my dreams, my achievements, I now put them in many areas. And I'm always hitting goals, achievements, improvement in great increments because I have my goals and dreams spread out in as many areas in my life as possible. I try to realize that there's more than one area. Before, I used to just focus on one area. And maybe it was money, or maybe it was success, or maybe it was business. Maybe it was this one business. Maybe it was this one thing that I needed to get. And there is, I know there's that great ability that people, you know, people's claim to fame is laser focus. But here's what I've learned. I've done the laser focus, and I've achieved in laser focus. I wouldn't say I was in the best place of my life. I wouldn't say I was in the best state of mind when I achieved during those times of laser focus. And people believe, well, I just need to accumulate money and then I'll focus on the rest of the stuff. So what happens is you'll end up accumulating that money or getting that money. And what could happen is you'll never want to let that money go. And you'll stay laser focused on money, on producing, on creating, on money, on margins, on percentages, on taxes, on money. Okay? And what happens is people go through those periods for 6 months, years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Have you ever heard of the people that wake up at the end of those stretches and say, where has my life gone? What have I focused on? Who have I pushed away? Where have I ended up? Why does my heart feel this way? Because I was laser focused in maybe one area that didn't allow other areas to develop. You suffocate other areas when you're laser focused. I love laser focus. Why? Because you get results. I think there's timing to laser focus. I think there's an ability to turn on the laser focus when in the present, when visiting the area that requires the focus. I'm kind of relating that in my mind right now to task switching, not multitasking. It's to focus on family when it's time to focus on family. It's to push time aside to focus on family, to make phone calls, to write letters, to email, to visit, to help. Right? Family. Same thing with friends. It's when you make time for friends. And then you give them that laser focus. You put your phone down. You give them that time. You show up when it's time to show up. You show up when they need you. And when you're living a dedicated life to what matters the most, there are going to be some big cutbacks as to who you're spending time with, as to who deserves that time, as to how much laser focus each area deserves. There are critical areas of your life that require much more laser focus than other areas. But the point is that you don't want to suffocate other areas for too long because you will pay for it. And over time, you're not going to have the relationships, you're not going to have the people, you're not going to have the activities or the skills that actually fuel and satisfy and fulfill your mind and your heart and your life as an entirety. You have to respect your life. Nobody else will. People will bombard you with everything. They will also attempt to suffocate you. So that's where you whittle down. You keep it simple. You keep it simple. What matters most? When does my laser focus switch get turned on? In what areas? How often? What days? With who? What season? What months? There's a design to be had when it comes to what you're developing in life. It may slow you down. It may deliver patience. It may deliver fulfillment throughout. Don't forget, when you're on social media, when you're on Facebook or Instagram or watching television or listening to the radio, we're led to believe that it should be happening now. We're led to believe that you're behind in the times, that you don't have what you should have the way everybody else has it. And that creates anxiety. That creates some form of depression, feeling that you are behind, feeling that what you call hustling isn't delivering the results. So now where do you end up? Why? Because we do make these decisions. I've seen it and I've been part of it. I've done it. You push aside what you think doesn't matter for now. And sometimes they're areas of high value. They're areas of quality that you think, I don't need these now. I need to focus to get what I want. I'm laser focused right now. I'll push my family aside. I'll push my relationship aside. I'll push my kids aside. I'll push my health aside. I'll push my dietary needs aside. We do it and we think it's a sacrifice. It's not a sacrifice. It's a detriment. It's not going to help you because you're taking the risk of losing it altogether. You're taking the risk of replacing one habit that you think is good and neglecting other habits that needed room to improve or to sustain. the habit of staying connected, the habit of eating well, the habit of exercise, the habit of learning, the habit of asking, that habit of connecting, reaching out, the habit of knocking heads with others for development, the habit of stepping out of your comfort zone on a regular basis. I don't care what you're laser focused on. This is my opinion. This is what I believe in. You have to stop. You have to slow down. If you slowed down, how would you be able to recognize what's going on in your life? You would have a much better chance, a greater shot of saying, this is what's happening. This is the week I'm in. This is the month I'm in. I hope this is the quarter I'm in. I hope this is the year I'm in. But you have to slow down to recognize it. You have to have this great ability to identify what's happening in your life. You have to identify the tripwires that tell you where to be and when to be and how to be, how often, how frequent, who to call, how to stay in touch, how to get back to exercise, how many days a week. Are you exercising too hard? Are you exercising too little? Are you eating too much? Are you eating too much fast food? You can only know that if you slow down. And yes, come there's the secondary wave if you have it structured. But that creates the disciplines of understanding the high value areas in your life. All right, that's what this whole conversation's about is, are you able to understand the high values in your life? I just told you, this is what brings me down because this is all the stuff I believe in. This is over time. It's a great ability. It's patience. It's commitment. It's I'll go until. And if you have big dreams, big dreams, then you're willing to put big time into all areas that matter. If you're putting big time into every area, whether they matter or not, you're going to pay. It's going to slow you down. You're not going to learn. You're not on that crash course to learn. You have to put yourself on track to that crash course. You have to slow down. You have to filter what's good for your life. Not what feels good. Not what makes you happy. Not what's fun. There's a way to have fun. I talked about it in one podcast where you have to stack the fun. Stack the fun. I stack my fun in working out. What's fun to me is going for a hike and thinking, is going for a jog and thinking, is going on the bike and thinking. I think about my body. I think about how to execute. I have basically an executive meeting in my head. With me and with others, with my clients, sometimes with my family, sometimes to reflect on problem resolution. That's fun, because those are powerful thoughts while I'm doing a powerful thing. To come home and enjoy the shower and a cup of coffee and some breakfast and some reading and some work. That's all fun, because I'm designed that way. I'm supposed to be laser focused in each area. When I take a phone call, when I make a phone call, when I respond to an email, when I text, when I receive a text, when I respond to a text. It's so designed that it's all fun. I love it. So everything that we just talked about, it's designed for you to love your lifestyle. It's everything you believe in. It's everything that you're working towards. It's in all areas of great value. It's there to be happy. So this, I tell you, everything I just told you is what I put up against the times that I'm down, the times that I'm depressed, the times that I don't feel anything's working, the times that I feel stupid. Why do I feel stupid? Because I'm not getting my way. Because I feel what I'm working towards, I should have the results I dream of. So if I'm not getting them, I start to blame myself because I do hold myself accountable. But it's not because I'm stupid. It's not. It's because I'm patient. It's because I'm willing. It's because I try. And there is one way that I want it. I want it the best way. I know what that best way is. And it takes a lot of working pieces that have to come together eventually, kind of all at once. But I'm talking the big leagues. I'm talking big stuff. My dreams are big, huge, great influence, great future, huge. I know what I want. I'm willing to develop it. Are you? Are you? And over how long? Over what period? What type of structure are you in right now? Are you designed to achieve? Or are you waiting maybe to make a decision? Whether you step into something else, into a new structure that could allow for achievement of your goals, dreams, visions. If you're in one structure now and you'd like to put your foot in another area that would allow you to develop your dreams and goals, you can do that too. You don't have to step out completely. You can do both, but you do have to filter what matters most in your life right now. Filter who's in your life, how much time you spend in your life doing what, how often. Are you committed? Are you resting? Are you sleeping? Are you up early? Are you going to bed early? Are you eating right? Are you eating better? Do you study nutrition? There's area after area after area. I love it because I study them all because my life is very simple. And I'll tell you, it's a full-time job living a simple life. So if you're living anything else but simple, think about what type of life you're living. Very challenging. When you have hopes, dreams, goals that you believe you're going to get, but you're not lining your life up to get them, there's going to be a lot of confusion. It's going to really cause you to quit because you don't know how to align, because you haven't studied alignment. You haven't studied who to learn from, when to learn from, why to learn from them. It's always in your hands. Every day from the time you wake up to what you do throughout your day and how your day sends you to bed. For sleep, rest, and to wake up into the next morning. This is life, people. I want you to love it. I want you to know it. This is everything I've came to love. I'm 40 years old. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm committed. I'm eager. I'm driven. I'm fulfilled every day of my life. You can have it too. I hope you're fulfilled too. I hope you're ready for a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful month because it's coming. I want to thank you, and thank you for listening to this podcast. If you've made it this far, I cannot express how grateful to you I am for you to just give me a chance to listen. I hope you can reflect. I hope you finish this and have another hour to think about everything. I hope this gives you thoughts for a week to the next podcast, for a couple days till you listen to the next podcast. Just stay with it. Stay with me. Give me a chance. I'm here. I'm committed. I just told you who I am. This is what I'm about, and this is what I'm here for. It's to help you. It's to give you just an edge of information bit by bit, hoping that it plugs into your puzzle, that it gives you the piece that you need to go forward in your journey. I don't care where you're at. I don't care how happy you are. I don't care how sad you are. I don't care how much you achieve. I don't care how much you don't achieve. This is for you to reflect on now and possibly for it to make sense to you in the future. And hopefully it's in the near future. And if it's not, way in the future. Because that's the beauty of information, is that you may not know what to do with it now, but it may plug in 5 years or in 10 years when you look back and remember anything that somebody said or shared in a book or audio or as a friend or from a mentor. You get to be thankful and say, oh my goodness, now I know what that meant. This is for you. My name is Steve Girado. Please check me out on social media. Let me know what you think. I love your comments. I love going back and forth. I'm dying to share. I'm waiting to just to keep going. I'm here, everybody. I'm here for you. Have a great week. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I cannot thank you enough. I will talk to you next time. Be blessed and be happy.